Welcome to another episode of Listen to Grow in Life. I'm Ravindra, and today we're diving into a topic that's deeply personal and incredibly important: toxic relationships. Whether in friendships, family, or romantic connections, these relationships can silently drain our energy, disrupt our peace, and limit our potential. But how do we identify them? And more importantly, how do we overcome them? Let's explore this together. Imagine this. You're in a relationship where you constantly feel like you're walking on eggshells. Every interaction leaves you questioning your worth or second-guessing your actions. This person may criticize you, belittle your achievements, or subtly manipulate you into thinking you're the problem. Sound familiar? Many of us have been there, or are still there, and it's time to recognize the signs. Let me share a story. There was a young woman named Meera who had a best friend she'd known since childhood. On the surface, their friendship seemed close, but beneath it lay a pattern of control. Whenever Meera achieved something, her friend would dismiss it as luck. If Meera needed support, her friend was mysteriously unavailable. Over time, Meera realized she felt more drained than uplifted after their interactions. It was a hard truth, but she had to admit this friendship was toxic. Think about your own relationships for a moment. Is there someone in your life who consistently makes you feel small, inadequate, or unworthy? Toxicity isn't always loud and obvious. Sometimes, it's in the small, persistent behaviors that chip away at your confidence over time. It might be the friend who always makes everything about them, or the family member who uses guilt to manipulate you. Recognizing a toxic relationship starts with self-awareness. Pay attention to how you feel after interacting with someone. Are you energized or drained? Do you feel respected or dismissed? One red flag is inconsistency, when someone's words and actions don't align. They might say they care about you, but fail to show it through their actions. Trust your intuition here. It's often the first signal that something is off. Let's pause and reflect. Have you ever stayed in a toxic relationship because it felt too hard to let go? Maybe you hoped things would improve, or perhaps you feared confrontation. This is a common struggle. We are wired to seek connection and avoid conflict. But staying in such relationships can take a toll on our mental and emotional well-being. Here's another story to illustrate this. Arjun was in a romantic relationship that started wonderfully but slowly turned suffocating. His partner would criticize him for spending time with his friends, accuse him of things he hadn't done, and constantly monitor his activities. At first, Arjun thought it was just her way of showing love. But as time went on, he realized it wasn't love, it was control. Breaking free wasn't easy, but it was necessary for his growth and happiness. Let's talk about overcoming toxic relationships. The first step is setting boundaries. Boundaries are not about punishing the other person. They're about protecting your peace. Communicate your needs clearly and firmly. For example, you might say, "I need to be treated with respect, and I won't tolerate constant criticism." Sometimes, setting boundaries leads to pushback, especially from toxic individuals who are used to having their way. They may try to guilt you, manipulate you, or even become aggressive. This is where it's crucial to stand your ground. Remember, boundaries are not about changing the other person. They're about changing how you interact with them. Another key step is seeking support. Dealing with toxic relationships can feel isolating, but you don't have to go through it alone. Share your experiences with trusted friends, family, or a counselor. Sometimes, an outside perspective can help you see the situation more clearly and give you the courage to make tough decisions. Let me share the story of someone who did just that. Kavya was in a toxic work environment where her boss constantly undermined her efforts and took credit for her ideas. For years, she endured this because she feared losing her job. But one day, she opened up to a mentor who encouraged her to explore other opportunities. With support and guidance, Kavya found a new job where her talents were appreciated. Looking back, she realized how much that toxic environment had held her back. As we discuss these steps, I'm sure some of you are wondering, What if the toxic person is someone you can't completely avoid, like a family member? In such cases, it's about managing the relationship rather than ending it. Limit your interactions, set firm boundaries, and prioritize self-care. Remember, you can't control their behavior, but you can control your response. Here's a practical exercise to try. Make a list of the people you spend the most time with. Next to each name, write down how they make you feel. Do they inspire you, support you, and bring out the best in you? Or do they drain your energy and make it out yourself? This exercise can be eye-opening and help you identify which relationships need revaluation. Now, let's talk about self-care. When dealing with toxic relationships, it's easy to lose sight of your own needs. Take time to nurture yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. Engage in activities that bring you joy, surround yourself with positivity, and remind yourself of your worth. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Consider this: every time you let go of a toxic relationship, you make room for healthier, more fulfilling connections. It's like decluttering your home. Once you clear out the clutter, you can appreciate the space for what truly matters. As we wrap up, think about this. What's one step you can take today to address a toxic relationship in your life? It could be as simple as setting a boundary, reaching out for support, or even taking a break from that person. Small steps lead to big changes. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Remember, toxic relationships don't define you. How you choose to handle them does. I'm Ravindra, and this has been another episode of Listen to Grow in Life. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you in the next episode.